Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mills. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete strikes out. There goes Appling. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Dietrich's glove, towards Hayes, who fields it, throws to second, with Appling covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Almada hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes catches it and throws to first to double up Farrell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbacher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a line drive towards the mound. Farrell catches it and throws to first to double up Hayes. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mills strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Almada hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steinbacher moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steinbacher scores. Walker moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Jack Wilson now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin moves to third. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Buster Mills. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. D'Alessandro moves to second. One out. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Jack Wilson. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.